Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Eber has signed the budget, foxing the Republicans. But he did veto some things, some 50-some-odd things. Not going to get into them all. They're not going to be overridden. They do not have a veto-proof majority. And they can't very well veto the budget now because they sent it to him. And he used his line item veto to do some things. He also signed a middle-class tax cut, one of the biggest in Wisconsin history. Thank you, Republicans. Dummkopfs. Thank you, Dummkopfs. But one of the things he vetoed, another bill, is interesting. And that is a bill where the legislature had passed, I think it was virtually unanimously, that any disciplinary records against any legislator for any misconduct, some complaint made against them, would be confidential, would not be disclosed, wouldn't be sent to the media, wouldn't be aired out. Evers vetoed that. Now, this was ginned up by the Republican gerrymandered majority that their skullduggery would somehow be kept secret. There were complaints against them. Now, some legislators are unfairly complained against. Some are unfairly complained against. It'd be very, very easy for someone to file a complaint against them and about some kind of misconduct. And, you know, something, sunshine is the best disinfectant. They can simply say it's false and provide the information, and the accuser would be discredited. But to make confidential everything they do, it turns it into a murky place. It already is a murky place. They already are slavishly adherent, for instance, to ALEC, the American Legislative Conference that drafts this cookie cutter bills. They give to all 50 states, the Republicans pass it. Just put the name of your state in, you know, Act 10, call it a different number in another state, get rid of public employee unions, right to work, do this, get that, manufacturer's exemption, and they sign it. So it's plenty murky what's going on. The Republicans are basically policy mules for a Republican donor cartel, is what they are. But they wanted to extend that in this case to if they are personally accused of any skullduggery whatsoever, any disciplinary records, anything that occurs. Evers vetoed it and said that, no, this should be out in the open. I agree with that. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. If there's a ginned up, cooked up attack on a legislator, falsely accusing them of something, sunshine is the best disinfectant. Louis Brandeis said that, Supreme Court Justice. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Out in the open. Fresh air, let everybody look at it, and they make up their mind, and if the person's lying, then so be it. So he vetoed that. That's one good thing that occurred from a veto point of view. The other good thing that occurred is not a veto, it's just signing a middle-class tax cut. These idiots in the Republican Party didn't want a middle-class tax cut. They wanted a 1% tax cut. With that amount of money, would have taken the 1% down to hardly any taxes. But they dangle bait and they made a mistake, dangle bait. And now Evers is the middle class tax cutter and they're left holding the bag. Going far away from Wisconsin in Afghanistan, we have thousands of interpreters who worked with us, loyal Afghans. They're in danger now. The Taliban are a murderous crew, a Nazi crew, that are intent on sectarian murder, murdering any religion that isn't theirs, which is a strict brand of Sunni Islam. They'll murder Christians, they'll murder Shiites, they'll murder more moderate Muslims, they'll murder anybody they get their hands on, they'll murder anybody who isn't their race and ethnicity. They'll murder Hazaras, there's a lot of these tribes over there, indigenous people, murder them. And these Afghan interpreters and their families are being targeted. They will be murdered. We got to get them out, just like we got the Hmong out who had helped us in Vietnam. Great fighters, very loyal, good people. Now they're good Americans. So over in Afghanistan, the problem is, how do you just let thousands of Afghan interpreters and their families in? How do you know that there aren't jihadist infiltrators? How do you know that there aren't people with criminal records who are lying and weren't really interpreters, but they were interpreters, but their intention is to come here and kill people? How do you screen them out? Yeah, you got to screen people. So we can't just all bring them to New Jersey right now. Well, the solution is, if you leave them there, they'll be murdered. The solution is put them in another location while we process their visas and do the background checks. They and a lot of people think we should take them to Guam. Guam is an American territory. They wouldn't have the right to come to the United States without a visa, but at least they'd be safe. But, you know, Guam isn't a huge place. And Biden, I think correctly, is negotiating. And this is not generally known or publicized. It's rumored. And I think the intelligence is probably correct that we are negotiating with Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, the so-called stans. They're more than those three stans. Pakistan is a stan. Afghanistan is a stan. But there are others called Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Remember Borat, Make Good, subsequent movie film? He has it set in one of those countries. Well, these had all been, well, Tajikistan had been part of the original Soviet Union, and I think Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan had been, if not part of it, had been sympathetic with it. And Biden, and they are now independent countries, and they can use the money, and Biden is negotiating with them to move the Afghan interpreters to one of the stands other than Afghanistan and let them bide their time. And the ones that actually did interpret for us and are in danger and aren't jihadist infiltrators will then get visas. I think that's an excellent, excellent program. Bringing them to Guam or somewhere, in effect, preordains the visa process. 90% of them are legit. Some will not be legit. And they're the ones that we have to be careful about. So some people say, well, why should we care? Well, you know, let me tell you something. I have met Hmongs who fought with us in Vietnam, excellent soldiers, very loyal, and they were in great danger. First of all, the Hmongs are a different ethnic group from the Viet Cong, from the NVA. North Vietnamese Army, from Victor Charlie, Viet Cong, and frequently of a different religious background. They would have been exterminated, and their families. And they're terrific people and very loyal and helped us out. We brought them to this country with visas, and they deserved it. And they have immeasurably enriched our country, and they are a people who are loyal to our values. The Afghan interpreters are exactly like the Hmongs. The Afghan interpreters knew they were dealing with a savage beast, the Taliban, who would murder them if they got hold of them, murder girls in school, murder women, would murder the family of the interpreters. And the only question is, how quickly can we get them into the United States? There were some glitches with the visa process initially, largely to do with COVID in our embassy over there and our consulate. So we got to put them in a safe place. I don't think Guam is the safe place. I think it is one of the stands. Now we're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.